and it's not fit to eat. Now, a fox squirrel, a cat squirrel is good to eat, and there's a flying squirrel, it has wings.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fit to eat either.
Does a ground squirrel have stripes on it?
Yes, it has stripes on it.
Can it climb trees?
Well, I don't think they can. I think they just get generally on the ground, like a rabbit. You see, a rabbit can't climb
uh-huh.
trees, but a squirrel can.
What different kinds of fish do you get around here?
Catfish, perch fish, goggle eye fish, bream.
What about from the salt water?
Well, there's some in salt water. Now, this here water up here on Cedar, this creek between here and Winfield, that's a kind of salt water. And it runs into Dogamoney, and that's a kind of salt water, too. But there's different kind of fish. There's a trout in there, and there's speckled perch, there's a bream, there's a white perch, there's what they call a red-bellied perch, and there's catfish, there's a jackfish, and there's a grinnell, and there's a garfish.
Mm-hmm. What's a grinnell look like?
Well, it's a kind of a long fish, or sort of the shape of a jackfish. Some people eat them, but I never care about the flavor of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, catfish is good to eat, and buffalo. Now,
mm-hmm.
buffalo, a lot of people eat them. They sell them here at the markets. And trout every once in occasion, but not so very often. And they sell catfish and buffalo.
What do they sell that comes from south of here, down at the Gulf?
Shrimp.
If you wanted to buy some of those, you'd ask for maybe 3 pounds of...
of shrimp? You,
uh-huh.
Yeah, about 3 pounds of shrimp. You see, that they're small stuff. So like.
What does pearls grow in?
Huh?
What do pearls grow in?
I really don't know.
Well, what comes in a shell?
Oysters.
Huh?
Oysters.
Okay. And something you hear making a noise around the lake at night.
Well, it's generally some kind of a varmint.
Well, something that hops around, it makes a croaking noise.
Frogs.
What different kinds of frogs?
Well, there's a toad frog, there's a bull frog, and there's a spring frog.
How big is a spring frog?
Well, he's something like a... something like a bullfrog, what they
mm-hmm.
call a bullfrog. They're larger than a toad frog.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the ones that are real small?
In the frog line?
Mm-hmm. The little green ones, you might see it on
a
tree or on your screen.
Tree frogs. That's what you call a tree frog.
Uh-huh.
They go up on the trees.
If you wanted to go fishing, what might you dig up to go fishing with?
Do which?
If you wanted to go fishing, what could you dig up to go fishing?
Earthworms. Earthworms.
And a small fish you could use?
Well, you can use earthworms for small fish, or you can take these little minnows, catch these little minnows off out of the water, and use them for larger fish. Of course, some small fish will bite them. But small fish rather have these earthworms.
Uh-huh.
And you can catch trout fish with these minnows.
Mm-hmm. What's a hard-shelled thing that can pull its neck and legs into its shell?
A what?
What's something that has a hard shell that can pull its neck and legs into its shell?
Oh, that's a terrapin or a turtle.
What's the difference?
Well, a terrapin... they generally stay out on a dry land, and they're smaller